Amen. Praise God for you all. We are just so elated that you said yes this morning to the Master, and we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you, and we say thank you. Lord, you are welcome in this place because we are grateful and thankful that you have given us another day. We are grateful and thankful that you have shown us how to be kind unto our brothers and sisters, how to show love, joy, and peace to our brothers and sisters, how to show forbearance and goodness and faithfulness, Lord, for showing gentleness and self-control, for which we are grateful that you have given us the fruits of the Spirit, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the opportunity to be in this telecommunication sanctuary because we know we are going to be blessed. We trust in you, Lord, and we know that no matter what the circumstance looks like, you have a greater end for us, oh God. We thank you so much for being so faithful to us, even when we're not faithful to you, Lord. We ask that you forgive us for any thought, any deed, any action, or anything we may have done that may have been grievous to you, oh Father. We just thank you right now for fellowship, for friendship. We thank you for the yes that Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK had when you gave them the mandate of the morning call, Lord. We thank you so much that the Master's call is blessed. We thank you, Lord, that all those that are on the Master's call is blessed. And we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that this call is changing lives, Lord. People are turning their lives around and finding you because this call is all about you. We thank you so much for Artists International because that is a vehicle that brought us together, oh God. And we thank you that this company is debt-free. We thank you that this company has experienced over 800% growth. We thank you, God, right now in the name of Jesus that those that are Artists International are sold out to you. And because of that, this company is blessed. So bless the founders, Papa Diaz de Leon. Bless his family, oh God. Bless everyone that may have signed up a minute ago all the way up to our platinum presidents, Father. And we will always be mindful to give you all the honor, all of the glory, and all that is due to you are the praises, Lord. We thank you right now for letting us and allowing us to command the airwaves and all the byways. Enemy, you have no place on this call. You are trespassing. So we cast you down right now in the name of Jesus, because this call is going to go forth with clarity. It will be unhindered, no contamination, no drop call, no static, no disconnection, and the word will come forth. Bless our speaker, oh God, that they will decrease so you can increase. And all these things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Master's Call family, you all go out there and greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and stay warm. And I am now turning this call over to our host. Are you there?
I sure am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Praise God for you. Amen. I love you with the love of the Lord. Take it away.
Thank you, my sister. Praise God for you. We want to just thank Minister LaShawn with that excitement. She definitely is thirsty for the Lord with her Jesus joy. We love her so much. Fruit of the Spirit Friday. Amen for you. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, and stay warm. My name's Bonita Cates. I'm here in New Jersey. Yes, it's a bit chilly, but we're okay. We're going to just say we want to make sure everybody has safe travels today. Houston, I heard about it on the news. My goodness, that ice beast, just stay inside. If you're any place you don't have to go, just stay inside. Amen, amen, amen. We are so excited to have you here on the call this morning. These two awesome women of God, as Minister LaShawn talked about, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this call October 25, 2010, and Dr. P.K. is the ambassador of Artists International. I said Artists, health and wellness company. We are able to be ministers in the marketplace by feeding folks with the word of God and by offering our nutritional products. And if you're not taking them in this weather, you need to be. I have my MultiPlus sitting right here. And our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is our mother eagle as she kicks each and every one of us out of the nest. And you better learn how to fly. We praise God for her and her guidance. We love both of these awesome women of God because their mandate was to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And that's what our intention is to do each and every morning as you dial in on this call. We want to make sure you just get in the Spirit of God. Psalms 88:13, but says to you, I have cried out, and, O Lord, in the morning, my prayers come before you. As you notice, Minister LaShawn opened us up in prayer, and we just praise God throughout this call. We are live. Yes, we are live, depending on your geographical location. I'm on the East Coast. It's 8 a.m. for me, 7 Central. And the number you dialed into and share this number, be a minister in the marketplace, 712-432-0075, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. Ooh-wee. There's so much I want to tell you, and I want to get to this word with our Pastor Derek Allen. Okay, we want to direct you to our website. It's the Master's Morning Call, WordPress.com. You can go there for any archived messages. We're in our fast right now. We're in a corporate fast, and we are just loving on the Lord as we develop a relationship with Him. You can go there for directions. No, it's not too late to start. You can start anytime. So you go there, get directions. If you have praise report or prayer requests, you can go to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. Speaking of praise reports and prayer requests, this is Friday, and we celebrate that. After the call, stick around because Dr. V is going to take over and hear your praise reports. Do you have some praise reports and prayer requests? Stick around. There's a call directly after this call. I'll give you information on that. Let me tell you something. We are the Fruit of the Spirit Friday, and this is an awesome, awesome company that a lot of us are involved in, and we're looking at making $90,000. In 90 days. That's what I said, $90,000 in 90 days. If you want to know more about that, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can dial into 712-432-0075, and you'll learn more about that. The access code is 926-358-POUND. Go ahead, get on that call, because if you also are in the area of Atlanta, Georgia, you want to get to that conference. Ask somebody after this call, what is she talking about, $90,000? Get fed, because just like we said, Fruit of the Spirit Friday. Yes, ma'am. Okay, let's get into Pastor Derek Allen so he can get you the word. Pastor Allen is pastoring for the past 13 years. He was senior pastor. He's married to Beverly, and they have 3 awesome children. Pastor Allen received his license in Trinidad Tobago. His bio is just awesome. I could go on and on and on. I've had the personal pleasure of hearing this man previously. He's an artist international distributor. He is out to touch lives and help people. So without further ado, I'd like to bring forward Pastor Derek E. Allen. Are you there, sir?
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. Please take it away.
Thank you very much. Amen. Praise God. Well, we give God praise this morning. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you, those on the East Coast, those on the West Coast, Southwest, amen, Southeast, amen, wherever you will log on to this call this morning. I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. I must give it back to our host, amen, our sister minister that prayed, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the entire artist family, all the presidents and those in their rank in their respective place, I greet you this morning. It's an opportunity that we have again to share the word of God with you. Amen. Praise God. And I'm in the series with my church talking about faith. I just want to share just a portion of one of these messages with you on today. Amen. Truly, I thank God for just being able to come and to share this word. So without any further ado, I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, verse 13, but the B part of the verse. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, I give you thanks this morning. It's a privilege you have given to us. Lord God, that we can get up early this morning and be able to share, oh God, on these calls, to share the word. Those who are listening, we thank you for them. Lord God, we know in the East it is very cold and other areas it is cold, but God, you have warmed us on the inside. So I pray today as this word go forth, Father, you're going to have your way. Anoint me with that anointing, the anointing that I so frequently pray for. Have your way, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, the B part. Amen. It says, stand firm in the faith. Stand firm in the faith. So this is what I'm speaking to you about this morning, standing firm, standing fast in the faith. And as we go into this word today, I really believe without, amen, any shadow of a doubt, especially the time that we are living in, we have to stand fast in our faith. Because if we do not hold on to faith, then we're going to crumble. If we do not hold on to faith, then we're going to, amen, give up, be drifted like the wave in the sea. Praise God. Today, what is standing fast in the faith? What is faith? Amen. As far as we are concerned, it is faith. And the specific faith today, as I said, amen, praise God. So a specific faith, because we need to understand today, amen, brothers and sisters, amen, there are different levels of faith. Amen. Faith can be differentiated in different ways. So we're speaking today about a specific faith. Faith in Jesus Christ and all that he stands for. We are reminded in Hebrews 11, 6, and verse 6 that says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, to please him. Basically, faith is unquestioning loyalty. Amen. I hope you're hearing me this morning. This faith that we are speaking about today is unquestioning loyalty. Amen. That is what Jesus wanted from us. For example, when Peter, James, and John, Andrew, when they were called by Jesus, amen, they were doing their own jobs. They were on their jobs. But then Jesus told them, I want you to follow me. And they followed Jesus Christ, amen, with unquestionable faith, amen, with unquestionable loyalty, trusting that, amen, it was the right thing to do. Like many of us this morning, amen, they had their moments of doubt. Amen. Each of them stayed true, though, to what, amen, they signed up for. In other words, beloved ones, I want you to get this word today in your spirit to understand, even as we follow somebody, amen, everybody's not senior pastors. Everybody is not platinum president in artists. Everybody's not CEOs of a company. But somebody has to follow somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we follow Christ today, as we follow the mandate of a preacher, a man of God, a woman of God, we have to be loyal. We have to be loyal. But today we're speaking about the loyalty, amen, to the faith that we have in Jesus Christ, that we're going to stand no matter what. No matter what comes our way, we are going to stand. So the disciples stood. There are some of us, amen, who might read this and say, this is ridiculous that I would not give my, amen, praise God, unquestioning loyalty to anyone. Oh, yeah. Take, for instance, the atheist. He or she has given unquestioning loyalty to the proposition that there is no God. Did you hear me this morning? The atheist believes, without, amen, any reservation that there is no God. Most of them, I want to say, because even the atheist, when he have an accident or when he bumps his toe or when something happens, he say, oh, God, are you hearing me today? You look at the universe, hallelujah, that it all came about by accident. They look at the human body, which is a miracle within itself, and they say that just happened by itself, by accident. And when they hear of someone being healed, amen, praise God, they try to explain it, amen, for instance, accrediting it to, amen, the strength of the human body. Oh, my Jesus. So you need to understand that there are people who are sold out for what they believe. And today the word of God is, if you're a child of God on this call today, we need to understand that the day and time that we are living in, amen, one writer called it perilous time, amen, dangerous time, amen, the church is going through its own period, amen, of apostasy, and so many different things happening. Businesses are crumbling. Amen. We have an unusual weather. Amen. Places that was never cold before is now becoming cold. And places that were not hot as it used to be is now becoming hotter. And without this type of faith in Jesus Christ and what he stands for, we would be, amen, praise God, so confused that we would want to trust in ourselves. But I'm here this morning to encourage somebody to help you to stand this morning in the faith of Jesus Christ, to stand no matter what the situation may look like. It doesn't matter what you might be going through this morning, to stand. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So let me just go back to some of my notes this morning for you to understand. We need to know what we are standing for. Amen. Praise God. And who we are standing in. What kind of faith we are using. Are you putting your faith in Jesus Christ or in some religion? Are you putting your faith in Jesus or in science? I have no quarrel with science this morning. I believe that science is a wonderful thing. But I am not going to give my own question and loyalty to it because it changes, amen, on me and it leaves me in error. Is anybody hearing me today? Everything comes and goes, science, religion, politics, whatever, but Jesus stays the same. When you put your faith in him, I, praise God, will not be left. Oh, my God. When I put my faith in him, I would not be left holding the bag, so to speak. He will not let me go. Amen. And he will not let me down. Is anybody hearing me today? Amen. Praise God. We need to understand this morning that the word of God is very, amen, straightforward. I say this, amen, humbly this morning that my faith is built, amen, on Jesus Christ. And Christ, the solid rock, I stand, and all other ground is sinking sand. Oh, somebody give God praise this morning. Praise God, because I know that my belief, my faith comes not by my own, praise God, opinion, by grace, amen, in the word of God and through God's grace in Jesus Christ. Amen. I give him my own question and loyalty. Sometimes we may come discouraged this morning. God knows that we are finite human beings, but he wants us to stand for something, and he put it out there to stand fast, amen, in the faith. When Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, amen, praise God, chapter 16 to be precise, verse 13, amen, he told them something before the clause that I read. He said to watch. But today, beloved one, watching is not enough. We are not just to watch, but we are to stand fast in our faith. Stand fast this morning. Stand fast. It is not easy to watch. It's not enough to watch, rather. But the church also needs to stand fast. This is the second of five commands in this section. Amen. God does not want us to be hot or cold. He wants us to be either we hot or either we cold. Today, beloved one, the spiritual life, amen, amen, the hot and cold, amen, spiritual life is instability. Paul previously challenged the Corinthian church to stand in the gospel. But today he's telling them to stand fast in your faith. In the faith, the word faith has the definite, amen, article preface in it. I want you to hear me this morning. Given it the meaning of the content of faith, the issue is about what we believe. The faith, amen, is the content of the word of God. This faith is the faith, amen, of the doctrinal, amen, content, the faith of truth, not a trust. Some Christians of the first century, praise God, hallelujah, They were carried about with every wind of doctrine. So today in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4, we are reminded, amen, praise God, there are many, amen, strains of doctrine disporting today among the evangelicals, among so many different religious bodies, wherever, amen, whenever we reject human viewpoint into the word of God, amen, our faith become weak. I want to say that again. Whenever we inject the human viewpoint, in other words, we try to, you know, bring the word of God down to the relevancy of today, but today we cannot change the word of God. Amen. The word of God stand it sure. It doesn't matter who you are this morning. It doesn't matter how learned you might be. It doesn't matter how successful you are. We have to stand on the word of God. You cannot even stand on your finances, because one day you have it and the next day is gone. You cannot trust, amen, praise God, in the things that you have, because today you have it and tomorrow it is gone. Beloved ones, this morning on this call, amen, the word of God to you in this devotional hour, amen, half an hour, is to stand fast in your faith. The principle this morning is believers need to take a stand spiritually. Can I tell you that again? The principle is believers need to take a stand spiritually. The application is, amen, of this truth, we must know who we believe, what we believe, and why we believe. The Christian life this morning is not based on a fairy tale, amen, or fiction or feeling, but upon a well-grounded faith. By faith we stand this morning. We believe that what we believe because God said it in his word. Many Christians today, beloved ones, have very little spiritual stability. Amen. The latest Christian fad, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by every fancy of man, by every theological drift. Amen. It is a mentality of, if it sounds good, do it. But today, beloved one, we need to stand on more than just that. We need to understand that, amen, you may not be popular with the faith that you have in Jesus. You see, because men are going for things and the prophetic, and I have nothing, no reservation with the prophetic. I have no reservation with the gifts. But we need to understand, if it's not in the word of God, you do not have to go for it. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God said, not one jot or one tickle of my word will pass until everything is fulfilled. Somebody hear me today. First Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, for this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that God is able, he is able, amen, to keep what I have committed unto him. Against that day, I'm coming down. Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse 11, amen, 12, 13, 14, it says, put on the whole armor of God, that you will be able to stand, amen, amen, praise God, against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on the whole armor. Beloved ones, this morning, you have to put on the whole armor of God. Philippians, oh, praise God, 1 and 27 said, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come to see you or I am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stood fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for one faith of the gospel. Oh, my God, this morning, beloved ones on this call, the gospel of the faith, amen, that the Apostle Paul was speaking about was the gospel, the faith to believe the word of God. You need to understand this morning, if you do not have faith, you're going to doubt the word. Listen to me this morning. We may not, amen, know or understand everything in the Bible, but it's not what you understand, but do you believe? Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 says, therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy, my crown, so stand fast in the Lord. Oh, my Jesus. Praise God. One more scripture before I hand it over. 2 Peter, 1 Peter 5 and 12 say, but by Salvinius, my faithful brother, as I consider him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. Beloved one, this morning, listen to me as I bring this message to a close. If Christians do not develop an appetite for the word of God, they cannot develop any spiritual into a spiritual mature believer. Christians cannot live on a spoonful of the word of God. They need a daily dose, just as we drink our Lviv, just as we drink our Deleon Cafe, just as we drink our Multi Plus, just as we drink our Coral Cal, just how we drink all of those nutritional products. Amen. So we need the word of God this morning. We need our spiritual vitamins and minerals. The soul needs food just as the body needs food. God bless you this morning. 2014, stand fast in your faith. God bless you. I turn it back over to our host this morning.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that word, Pastor Allen. I would like you to stick around for the benediction, please. And we have our Minister Tiffany for our prayer request this morning.
Amen, Mr. Benita. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sister.
Let's go to God in prayer. In stillness and quietness, God, we find strength. So we wait on you, Father God, that your will be done in our lives. We meditate on your goodness and on your love. We, Father God, will not be distracted by insignificant things, Father, but we will trust you in all things. We will set our mind on you. Let the zeal of your spirit fill us, Lord. Let our mouths be filled with your praise, and let our souls be filled with your joy and peace. We will not be anxious for anything, but we will wait on you for everything. We lift up the Newmark community to you, and we celebrate Bill Urich, Father God. We pray that you would continue to strengthen and comfort his family. We pray, we ask for strength for the Peterson family. We ask for strength for the Lee family, Father. Continue to give them comfort and peace and strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I pray for every single person who is under the sound of my voice that you would continue to do greater and new things in their life as you are our shepherd, and we shall not want for anything, Father. Allow us to go out this weekend and get our three. Help us to teach three to be stress-free, and let us get the multiple points and the multiple business builders. And I just speak double increase over every single artist, international distributor, past, present, and future on this line right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree it and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back over to you, Minister Benita.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Thank you, Minister LaShawn. Jesus Joy, this is Fruit of the Spirit Friday. Now, immediately after this call, stick around because it's our praise report and our prayer request. And then I know you're going to want to re-listen to Pastor Derek E. Allen's message this morning, and that replay is 712-432-1085, and it's the same pin, 957-677-pound. Also, we are on our day 20 of our corporate fast. Yes, you can start. And immediately after this call is the motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. We're going to stand on the word that Pastor gave us this morning. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Pastor Derek E. Allen, please give us our benediction.
Praise God. Thanks again, Dr. Vanessa. Amen. Praise God. Dr. Amen Robertson. Robert, this morning, for this opportunity to share on this Master's Morning Call. I really appreciate it. Father, we give you thanks this morning. It's another opportunity again, God, that we can come and share the word. I give you praise. Thank you for those who heard the word today. I pray that this word would be a transforming word, would transform the minds, O God, of your people, to have faith, to trust you, even when they cannot trace you. Today, Father, I pray as we go forth with whatever our assignments are for today, that you're going to take the lead. Touch those who are in the hospital, those who are sick, oh God, those who are troubled in their mind. Marriages, I pray for today. Oh God, relationships, I pray for today. In our artist business, oh God, cover us, Lord, that we will excel even in 2014 to the next plateau in our business, oh God, endeavors. Go before us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Remember that you're the head, not the tail. You're a victor, not a victim. You're destined for greatness. The sky is the limit. Square your shoulders and keep your chin up. The earth belongs to God and the fullness thereof. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Pastor V.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, 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 Pastor Allen. What a word, what a word, what a word. Stand firm and stand fast. I thank you for speaking into our spirits this morning. As always, you serve us the filet mignon of the spirit, and we will chew on that word and be nurtured and nourished and go on out and be those ministers in the marketplace. So, man of God, I always want to thank you and let you know I appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule to always come and be a part of our TMC family. Good morning, TMC family. Well, this is Fruit of the Spirit Friday. That was a great tag from Minister LaShawn, and we are always going to do what we do on Fridays, which is open up the lines and allow you just to begin to hit star six to give us your prayer requests and your praise reports to let us know what God is doing in your lives. We are humbled and utmost honored to serve Dr. PK and I this assignment and to create this platform through the Master's Call, along with the most awesome prayer warriors anyone could ever ask for, who stand alongside us making this call possible each and every day. So it's many of you all the live this morning. If there's any prayer requests you'd like to express, as I always use the word, is the firm foundation that we stand on. In Deuteronomy 32:30, one could put 1,000 to flight. Two could put 10,000 to flight. So when we join in corporate prayer, my favorite book of the Bible, James 5:16, tells us that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, and we are the righteous and right Jehovah Tiskanu standing with God, that those prayers availeth much. And we want to hear your praise reports too. We want to hear what God is doing in you and through you. And Minister LaShawn, are you able to scribe this morning, or do I need to be writing? I just unmuted you. Are you scribing? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said I can.
Okay, thank you. Just want to make sure, we want to make sure that we're taking copious notes and have each and every prayer request recorded. All righty, we have hopping right in the queue from Philadelphia. Good morning, Ms. Siobhan. Praises to the Lord to you.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa, and praises to the Lord to you and Dr. PK. And good morning, artist family. I just want to hop right into it. Sister Tiffany talked a little bit about it as far as all of us being able to take advantage of this weekend to triplicate and reach out three so they can be stress-free. But the biggest part of that, that my prayer request is that we would be strengthened with our faith in the Lord to actually do it, because I know when Alfredo mentioned it, my almost first thought was, well, what about next month? How is that going to happen? And so those kind of things we need not think about. So I just pray that we just trust the Lord and that we move for all of those who really want to take advantage of this wonderful blessing that the company has given us, that God has had them speak to us about, to actually move so we can do some things that God has called each of us to do. Thank you so very much. And y'all have a super fantastic, blessed weekend.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. For those of you who did not know, we were so blessed by Alfredo and corporate that Double Points will be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And I remember several ranks that I jumped from coordinator to supervisor. Definitely a Double Points weekend from when I became director. So I remember those Double Points, and they have not done that in quite a while. So especially for some of us who've been in for a while, we got excited because we know that this Double Points, wow, it helps you get your three and make the system work quicker. But Alfredo took time and really explained how you can immediately become a supervisor, immediately, you know, become a coordinator, immediately jump rank by this golden opportunity. So as a TFC family, let's just cover all of the distributors for favor, all of us this weekend, that we really, really use this time to benefit our entire team and get the word out. So yes, Siobhan, we will definitely keep that covered in prayer. And thank you so much for reminding us and bringing that back to our remembrance that we want to cover that also in prayer. All righty, headed all the way out to the West Coast. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Miss, oh, Lord, it just closed off. I was trying to mute you, Miss Roddy. Here we go. I think I
am
just unmuted.
Am I unmuted?
Are you unmuted, Miss Roddy?
Unmuted or muted? It's going back and forth. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. My little board is
okay.
That's all right. We got you.
It keeps saying one or the other. I'm giving all praises to God today. I am really grateful today, and I had a couple of crazy texts about a new business, which we get those every other week, every other month. And this was a familiar person, and I text them back, you know, I'm very happy where I am. Then I get a text saying a whole lot of other stuff and back and forth. And I didn't, you know, I said, well, it's okay. Well, we're no longer friends. The text got worse. And I said, well, thank you, Lord. A man of God would not respond like that if... So I'm grateful. I am grateful today that I was able to hold my peace. And I'm excited that I was able to just let it go at that, you know. And so I'm blessed, and I feel blessed, and I'm excited about artists. I know God's got me on the brink of something. Somebody texted me from Facebook saying, you say you got a job. I say, oh, yeah, okay. So anyway, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Have a great day.
Amen, Miss Grateful. So glad to hear that. And it's good to hear when temptations come, we can be faithful to what we know God has said to us. And my heart, especially as a pastor, is just get in your lane and stay in your lane. And if you say God called you to artist, then be a good steward of all that God has given you and the divine appointments, the divine connection. Many of us have never felt family like we feel it since we've been a part of artists and have just seen people be there for us and encourage us and have had our spirits fed. And it isn't just about business. It's about ministry and family also. So I just praise God for that testimony, Miss Roddy. All right, we go ahead to a place that she used to snow and cold weather and all that ice. Miss Jackie from Indiana, good morning, good morning. I'm trying to unmute you, my sister. I don't know what is going on with this board, but we're going to make it happen. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to Pastor V and the TMC family, and I give honor to Pastor P.K. Roberts, too. First of all, Pastor Vanessa, let me say to you, I've heard you say on several occasions, even in Houston, that, you know, that the people tease you about beating up on them. But I don't consider you beating up on anybody. I think that you look for the best in everybody, and that's what you strive for, is to bring out the best in everyone. So I don't consider it a beating when I'm chastised. I just
Thank you, sweetheart. I'll send you your offer in the mail, okay?
I thank God for that message this morning, because it was a message for me, because just the other day, you know, I was still rocking and feeling the things that took place in Houston, and I was speaking to who I have admired a lot, and the words that came out of his mouth stunned me, and it just kind of had me stuck and frozen there for a minute. I had to tell myself, just, you know, stand in what you believe. You know, don't be moved by what others think. I praise God for that message, because it was a message for me. And I do want to render a prayer request. A close friend of mine found out this week that there was problems in his heart. And they said that he had afibrillation. And they put him on medications and said that if the medications didn't work, that they were going to have to go in and shock his heart, I guess, to get the heart back in rhythm. They're saying that one part of the heart is doing something and the other part is doing something else, but it's not in rhythm. So if you guys would please keep James Blackwell, I call him Steve, keep Steve lifted in prayer, that everything will be okay with his heart. I do have him taking the products, but he's not faithful and consistent in taking it, but I think that this particular incident will cause him to be more faithful with taking the artist product. So keep him uplifted in prayer.
Amen, and we will do just that. Amen, amen. Well, all right, another one of our beautiful prayer warriors, be keeping her and her family in prayer from Chicago. Good morning, Minister Willa.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, my TMC family. I'd like us to pray for the Beard family. Mother Beard went home to be with the Lord. She was in the hospital with my mom. She was in hospice care with my mom, and the family was next door to us, and we just got to be just so close because we were there to encourage one another. But Mother Beard went home to be with the Lord on Monday, and the service for her is tomorrow, and I just would love you to keep the family in prayer.
Amen. We got that. I'm sure Ms. Rashad got that. All right. Are there any other prayer requests? I got the news yesterday. My father, she's the only wife left living of all the brothers, my Aunt Gladys Weatherspoon in Columbus, Georgia. She's full of faith, strong woman of God. She called and told us that she had been diagnosed with cancer, and my mom took it really, really hard. But I immediately got up and went down to the warehouse and sent her some product. She does believe in natural products and herbs, so that was good. She's full of faith. Come on, I'm not going nowhere. I still got work to do. A little feisty 86-year-old and still drives and gets around, so if you could lift up Aunt Gladys in prayer. And she already told me her little prayer group at her church, they were coming over to pray with her yesterday when she got the news. It's just a beautiful spirit. And so I just believe God all is well. But if you could keep her in prayer. All righty, we're going to head out to Florida to Miss Joni. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, family. I just want to say I got my grandkids. They walk around here talking about Mother Eagle, Mother Eagle. So your power is everywhere.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
So I just want to thank you for being so good and just meeting you. My procedure went well. Everything went fine. God is good. No pain afterwards or nothing. So
praise
I want to thank God. I want to ask for prayer for my niece. She had the baby. The baby was due February the 16th. He came Tuesday, or whatever, with the 21st. So I wanted.
Is this the one in Milwaukee, Cynthia?
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Oh.
Yeah.
We do pray when we say we pray.
All right. So he's just as healthy, but he said they want to keep him in the hospital a couple of days. So we're gonna pray for Caden. That's with the K, and we're gonna pray for that little one, King, which going around saying he the King. So just keep them lifted up. That's Cassandra. Her name is Cassandra. Keep them babies lifted up in prayer, and God got them angels encamped around them. Thank you.
You are more than welcome.
Hi, my wiggly pooch. Hi, my wiggly pooch. My wiggly pooch.
All righty. That's Miss Willa. I didn't think she realized she was still unmuted. All righty. Thank you so much, Miss Jody. You have a blessed weekend with those grandbabies. All righty. Is there anyone else? Because we definitely want to make sure, LaShawn, when you pray, that you cover the man of God for the virtue that he poured out, that we pray for Pastor Allen and his family and his ministry. There, oh, we got one more person to jump in, then we'll go into prayer. Sister Esther, 7286, good morning.
Good morning. It's a blessing to be on the call this morning. We got snow here in Huntsville, Texas, so I'm able to stay away from work later. But I'm thanking the Lord this morning for my youngest daughter. She's celebrating her birthday today, and I'm asking prayer for her salvation and just for her overall well-being.
What's your first name, Sister Esther?
Esther.
Her first name is Crystal. Okay, Crystal. All righty.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mother's prayer for her child. Amen, amen. Hey, you stay warm and safe up there in Huntsville now. I'm looking at the TV now. You know, we don't know how to drive in snow. For other folks have snow machines and the roads are clear. In Texas, we need to keep our sanctified hips at home because we don't do well. So you be safe in that weather. Good morning. I think this is New York, 9241. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Christine here from Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning.
I just wanted to chime in, you know, just, I've been listening, I've been blessed. And I just wanted to keep, you know, just all the distributors in prayer. I just wanted to keep artists covered in prayer, as you always do. And I just wanted to chime in to say, you know, just keep all the distributors in prayer for strength. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We need that as we are continuing on our corporate fast. I tell you, it was kind of rough here yesterday, but I was a good girl. I had to get up and get out of here. My mother had some new help here. She was just cooking up a storm. I said, help a sister out. And now we're on our 20th day, and for many of you all who have been faithful with us, for who are going 21 days. Tomorrow you will see the promised land, and the directives that we have been praying about are on our website, and we encourage everyone to go to the website and call out those directives in prayer so that corporate prayer as we bombard heaven and decree and declare that the will of the Lord be done in our lives and be done in Artists International. Because truly, when we come together and pray and seek the face of God, the miracles happen as we are ministers in the marketplace. Well, good morning, Sunshine Songbird from California. I see you came on the board. Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, TMC family. I just wanted to make sure that we stay in agreement that God's total healing will be implemented with Brenda Robinson, B-Rob, as she goes into surgery on Monday. That's January the 27th. So when we come back to the line on Monday, she will be under the hands of the surgeon. So I want us to remain in agreement that everything will be well with her. So I just want to lift her up in prayer. I'm sure she's probably on the line, but I wanted to speak the request out so that we as a family could stand in agreement for her. And also for every single artist, party, artist gathering, artist super Saturday, artist event that is going on this weekend, that every single guest who walks in will sign the dotted line. So that is my prayer for this weekend. I love each and every single one of you. God loves you more. And know that as you go out through this day, give God the praise in everything because he has greater and new things in store for you. I love you and God loves you more. Back over to you, Dr. V.
Can you tell she's an evangelist? Her and Joni, hallelujah, amen. And thank you for reminding me of that. It was on our prayer list, and we want to continue. Love her so much, and she has been such a backbone to this call, TMC, and on the Morning Motivational Ambassadors call. But we are definitely lifting up, as we lovingly call her, B-Rob, Miss Brenda Robertson. We want to keep her covered in prayer and just believe already that the surgery is a success. We call it a Jehovah Rapha healing success. All right, Miss Benita, I see you hop back in queue. Do you have a prayer request? Minister Benita, you came in the queue. Did you just unmute yourself and didn't realize it?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I touched. Can you hear me?
Now I can. Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am. I don't even know. I guess I'm supposed to be saying something. Okay, can we just continue to keep the cool, Malachi cool and Joseph covered as they go through this test that's going to create a testimony? And I want to make sure I keep you guys seriously that are dealing with these unusual weather conditions. And I heard you say to a lot of folks, you don't have to go out. Please do not go out. It's nothing that important out there, and if you're not used to the weather, I'm not saying we are, but if you're not used to it, just stay put, because this too shall pass. There was a horrible accident in Indiana with these trucks, so everybody just relax and be where you need to be, and that's all I have. Thank you. Love you, everybody.
Love you, too, and you are truly growing. I'm so proud of you. As your wings are sprouting and soaring higher. Well, all right, that's all we have in queue, and we just always want to keep the call covered, and I'm going to turn it over to Miss LaShawn so that you can go over our prayer requests and lift each and every one of them in prayer. Floor is yours.
Amen. Can I give a quick testimony? I just got a phone call while I was on the master's call. And
sure.
I just want to tell you that God is good, and I just thank you so much for the prayers that my master's call family has given me through this rough time. For those of you who know, I was in a car accident last month, and by the glory of God, he had my seatbelt on, because had it not been for that seatbelt, but it was a challenge because I wasn't getting unemployment. I wasn't getting paid. I was going through my savings, and it looked like things were getting bleak and blurry, and all I can say is, but God. So I'm just so excited that God has moved in such a mighty way, because through it all and without it all, I still tithe and I still stayed faithful, and he has given it back to me tenfold effective today. I got the phone call. So I am just grateful for everybody that has been there for me, and I love you all, and I just had to share that because I'm jumping up and down and dancing like David right now.
You know what? I have to use this as a teachable moment for all of us. You heard her say a key word, that she continued to tithe. And I always teach God's people, because we let abuses make us not correctly use what God's word says. That's the only place in the Bible where God said, test me, I'll prove to you that you'll lack and miss nothing, is when you're a tither. And no matter how many fiery darts the enemy throws at us, if we will stay faithful and consistent, that's not a cuss word, with our tithes and offerings, God has a covenant promise with us that he will not let lack take over in our lives. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful praise report. And you don't know how he's going to do it, but he's made a promise that he'll take care of us. And he did. So go on and cover the prayer, ma'am. Go to the prayer request. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this day that you have given us, Lord. This is a day that you made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, thank you so much for the Master's Call. Thank you for the Master's Call family. You have joined us together as brother and sister, Lord. We are just so grateful, and thank you for it. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for her saying yes. We thank you for that divine anointing and joining that you have given her with Dr. P.K. Roberts, because together they both said yes and answered your call and created the mandate of the Master's Call. We just thank you, Father, for all you have done in their lives. We ask that you continue to bless this call, continue to let this call grow so people can know your word and what you are all about, Father. We thank you right now for Siobhan, Lord, that she is telling us to remember you when we move in action. She is reminding us to keep you first, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that we're moving with action and following faith as it relates to Artists International and as it relates to all of your work with kingdom building, with being a brother and sister to those who are less fortunate. And we are just thankful, Father. We are thankful because we have the opportunity to not only get double points, but to increase our territories, Lord. So we thank you for the distributor that's signing up right now, all the way up to the platinum presidents, Lord. We thank you right now that you have given Ronnie peace, and you have given her the opportunity to look the other way and to turn her shoulder while praying for the individual that tried to hurt her, Lord, that tried to harm her feelings, to try to slander and belittle her, Lord, for trying to tell her that Artists International is not the way. You have given her a God-ordained path to follow, and we are just so grateful that she is following it, Lord. We thank you that her business will be blessed and those around her will be blessed, as well as other distributors. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for our sister Jackie that is blessing you through it all, Lord, that is blessing you for the message that she heard as she heard what you were speaking to her heart. We thank you right now that she continues to believe, Lord, and she continues to have a testimony, and she continues to stay steadfast and immovable in her faith. We ask right now that you watch over James Steve Blackwell as he has heart problems, but that's what man says. We know that you are preparing him for a testimony, oh God. We know right now that your hands are over his body, and you are pumping your DNA through him. We know right now you are healing him, and he is whole, and he will jump, and he will leap, and he will testify the goodness of the Lord. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus right now that has already been done. We thank you that he is faithful with his artist products and is faithful with his meds. But most of all, we ask right now in the matchless name of Jesus that he is faithful with your word, and trust and believe that you have the final say, and trust and believe that you will do the biggest miracle. Not the doctors, not the nurses, but you, God. We thank you right now for Minister Willa, for her faithfulness, Lord, for her love for you, oh God. We ask that you watch over her and her family right now as they continue to celebrate the homegoing of Mother Ida. We thank you so much for the life that they're able to celebrate and the memories that they have, oh God. We thank you for the beautiful legacy that she has left behind because of your word, God, that they are not mourning but instead rejoicing and celebrating, Lord. We thank you right now that you are watching over the Gibbs family as Mother Gibbs, we're home to be with you as well, Lord. We just ask you right now that you remind the family that joy is coming right there in the morning and that you make no mistakes and that you will give them comfort and peace, Lord, and it is so. We thank you right now for Aunt Gladys and watching over her and for her faith as well. She knows that cancer is a name that must bow down to the authorities of Jesus, so she is not moved by that diagnosis, but instead she is praying, Lord. She is not moved by what the doctor says, but instead says she is praying and know that you will touch her body. So cancer, you must leave right now in the name of Jesus because you are trespassing in the child of God. You must leave right now and flee because we know that Aunt Gladys will be whole and well. And we thank you so much that you have given her an opportunity to have prayer warriors around her that is praying right now that Jesus will come through. So we are grateful, God, and we are thankful so much. We thank you for Joni out there in Tampa. We know that as she continues to spread your word and as she continues to give Jesus joy to all those around her, we know that you are blessing her at all times. We know that you are touching her body at all times. We know that you are giving her provision at all times. And Father, we thank you that that procedure went well. We thank you that she feels no pain. We thank you that you blessed her, Lord. We thank you that you poured the blood of the Lamb over her, oh God. And we thank you right now that not only are her grandbabies blessed, but those around her are blessed. Thank you for watching over her niece Cynthia as she had her baby, and Caden is healthy. And right now, even though he's in the hospital, getting a little bit stronger and a little bit bigger, we thank you, oh God, that he is going to be something. He is destined for greatness. He is destined for success. He will be a trailblazer in the Lord, as well as your other gems that's in your crown, Lord. We thank you right now that the children are being blessed, and we thank you, Father, for each and every one of them. Watch over Esther's daughter, Chris, crystal, Lord, that she knows your name. And even if she swerves, she knows how to come back, because we know that Miss Esther has brought her up the way you want her to, oh God. We thank you for the Proverbs blessing that you are putting over Crystal's life right now. And you are going to give her direction, and you're going to show her the path that you want her to go. And we are just so blessed that no matter what circumstance Crystal has been through, she will come through in pure gold. We thank you for Christine, for her steadfast prayer for her Artist International family, Lord. Thank you for giving strength and increased territory for all distributors, oh God. Thank you for giving confidence and knowing that no matter what, a no might be no right now, but it'll be a yes tomorrow. Thank you for continuing to bless us, Lord. It's not about the money, but instead it's about ministering the word of health and wellness to those who do not know. It's about showing people what to do different with their lifestyle so they can be a blessing unto somebody else. So we thank you, God. We thank you right now for Minister Tiffany. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch her. She does so much work for the kingdom, so much work for Artists International, so much work for her community, Father. Continue to bless her and give her strength, that everything that she touches blessing those around her as well. Watch over her mighty man of God, Kalon, as he continues to grow in your name, Lord. Continues to grow in faith so he can not only work for the kingdom building, but also to show other teenagers that God is real and God is. And that's all they need to know, that you are the great I am because you said that you are, Lord. So watch over Brenda Robinson as surgery is success and we're speaking that in existence right now. Watch over all Super Saturdays and events that are taking place right now, this weekend and following weekends, God. We know that right now that tomorrow may not come, but we know that for those who will see tomorrow, they will be blessed, Lord. So thank you, Father. And Father, thank you for watching over Minister Benita and her family, oh God. Continue to grow and stretch Minister Benita. Thank you for the joy and the love that she has in her heart. Thank you for all the things that you have done for her, Lord. Thank you for all the things that you have shown her so she's a blessing unto others. Thank you so much for her smile and for her efforts, for everything that she does, oh God. And we thank you for protecting her and for protecting her faith, God, when things try to show her another way. We ask right now that you watch over the Cool family, and as they are going through this transition of incarceration with some family members, we ask that you bless them, because although they may be behind bars in man's eyes, we know that they are free in your eyes. We know you are using this time for them to evangelize and show other people about God's mercy and their strength. We know that you are using Malachi and Joseph right now to be ministers in their marketplace, to show people that God forgives and that he is the Alpha and the Omega. And although their circumstances may look a little bit bleak to man's eye, in God's eye, they are doing work. So we thank you right now for the lives that they are changing, Lord. We thank you right now for the testimony that's going to come forth when they come home. And we thank you because you already have a path laid out that when they come home, people are going to remember the incarceration. People are going to remember the crime. People are going to remember what they were accused of, but instead they're going to remember the good works that they are doing, because they are going to be trailblazers in kingdom building. And we thank you, Lord, that you are watching over us during this inclement weather. Father, we don't understand what's going on, where temperatures that are usually in the 80s are now below zero. We don't understand what's going on, Father, that places have never seen snow a day in history is starting to encounter snow. We don't know what's going on, but we read the book, and we know that you said watch out for those signs, Lord, and that's what we are doing as King's kids. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we are preparing for you, as we know what's going on as King's kids, we ask that you keep us safe. Continue to put your angels around us as we drive, as we walk, as we go out our doors, while we are in our doors. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us and strengthen us and keep us close to you. We are asking that all of your armor is over us. We are asking that the blood of the Lamb is poured over us, Lord. We are asking that you continue to bless us as we go out there being kingdom builders, oh God. We ask that you watch over those who are fasting right now as we pray and as we meditate and as we give reverence to you, oh God, we ask that you please continue to feed us with your word and continue to feed us with your love, oh God. We ask that you watch over the church universal and keep the church in state. Keep us all in our faith, Lord, and remind us that we are bringing people to Christ and happen to be in the church building, Lord. Allow us to be the church so we could go out there in the communities and bring people back, Lord. Go out in the communities and stop the senseless violence. Go out there in the communities and help these babies having babies, Lord. Go out there in the communities and feed your children that are hungry and clothed and naked, oh God, because when we reject them, we reject you, and we don't want that, God. So we ask that you please bless our steps and order our path. Thank you, God, for Pastor Allen that came on this morning and gave the word, and we ask that you please bless his family and bless those around him, Lord, and refill him as he so generally decreased, as you increased, and he gave the word, and he gave it in a mighty way, oh God. We ask that you watch over the TMC family, our school system, and watch over those who are experiencing addictions. Watch over those that are experiencing depression. Watch over those that are experiencing lack. We speak right now in the name of Jesus, that they will have prosperity, that they will have recovery, that they will have health, but most of all, they will have you. And Father, I just want to thank you as I raise my hands to you right now. The enemy tried to take me out, but Father God, you have so much more in store for me. So I thank you, God. I thank you for all that you have done. I thank you for the food that you put on my table. I thank you for keeping my lights on. I thank you for keeping my water on. And I thank you, Lord, that you allowed me to have another day in your glory, Father. So thank you right now for giving me the strength and the fortitude to continue doing your work, even when the enemy tried to make it look different. So, Father, as we close this prayer, we thank you for the Master's Call family once again, Lord. We thank you for giving us this telecommunal sanctuary as you dropped into Benita's spirit. Thank you for all of the TMC prayer warriors, past, current, and those that you're going to bless us with. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that every prayer warrior that touched this phone and every person that dials into this number and every person that goes into the archives will be blessed by your word, Father, because it is so. And it is right now that we ask in the matchless name of our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
After all of that, that is God really spoke and prayed through you, and all we could say to that is another amen. Go out and have a full of fruit, faithful weekend, and we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. For many of you all, go on and hop on the MMC call. There is a motivational speaker, Victor Lee, I think will be on there today. We thank you. We love you. We send you out blessed, and remember, you are God's minister in the marketplace. Love you. Blessings. Bye-bye.